This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You may be familiar with the term sanctuary city, often used to indicate a city or town that limits its cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. But in a small but growing number of Vermont towns, there's another sanctuary movement taking place, resolutions to make their community a Second Amendment sanctuary, a symbolic rebuff of any federal or state laws that would put limits on one's right to bear arms. Here's how Eric Davis of Northfield, the new president of Gun Owners of Vermont, explained it to the Barrytown Select Board late last month.
What we're asking you to do is pass this resolution as sort of a symbolic thing to help us get the attention of the folks in Montpelier who don't otherwise seem to be willing to listen to us. We've been fighting this fight for a long time, and they keep coming back year after year with more restrictions and more gun control and just more and more and more, and it never stops. And, you know, we feel like we're not being listened to, and we feel like we're being treated, you know, a little bit like criminals and like we're, you know, some sort of a problem here, and we don't think we are.
Derek Brower, a reporter for 7 Days, has been looking into this question of Second Amendment sanctuaries in Vermont, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about his reporting. It's nice to talk with you again, Derek.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Jane.
All right, so sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary cities. Explain what the idea is.
Yeah, so this idea is not original to Vermont. It's imported from various other states that have picked up on it in the last couple of years. I think most notably Virginia, where the vast majority of counties have adopted similar language within the last several months, really. But essentially, it's a way of declaring at a municipal level that that you know gun laws passed by state legislatures are null and void is the language they use here. But as you heard Eric say in that clip, they don't actually expect local law enforcement to disobey those state laws that are being passed. So as Eric had said, they view this as a symbolic way of showing how angry they are with efforts at gun reform at state legislatures.
So that was in Barrytown, in front of the select board in Barrytown. What other communities in Vermont are hearing citizens bring this up and are thinking about this?
Yeah, so this is really brand new in Vermont within the last month or so. So far, according to Gun Owners of Vermont, which is the organization pushing this effort, encouraging its members to do so, about 7 towns have adopted this by now, and they say it's up to about 20 others that are at least considering it in some form.
So 7 towns have adopted it just by select board measures, not through votes?
Yeah, just it's been, you know, members of Gun Owners of Vermont showing up, asking select boards to adopt it, and several of them have just done it on the spot with very little discussion or debate, or really anyone in the audience even.
Can you tick those towns off offhand?
Yeah. So far, we have Derby, Clarendon, Pownall, Pittsford, Searsburg, Holland, and Concord. And actually, Irisburg had a resolution with similar language on the books from many years ago, but it's not quite part of the same movement.
And are some towns going to be talking about this at town meeting day?
Yeah, so some of these select boards that the members have approached have been, I think, nervous by this language that suggests contravening state law and have opted instead to suggest these members bring it up at town meeting day. Because the push has been sort of last minute, it's too late in many of those towns to actually have it on the town meeting warning. And so I think what you should look for are motions from the floor on town meeting day.
Well, and I think one of the select board members in one of the towns that you interviewed for your article was saying also, you know, I don't feel comfortable passing a resolution. I'm in support of this personally, but I think that my town members should be able to weigh in on this. So is some sense, at least for some select boards as well, that this, if it's going to be something the town adopts, should be something that the citizens of the town are in support of.
Yeah, that has been that's been a response that I've heard from several select boards. Gun Owners of Vermont have been trying to argue that constitutional issues are should not be subject to a popular vote, and I think would prefer select boards adopt this on their own. In part because I think it's been pretty smooth sailing so far in these towns; it hasn't generated the sort of contentious select board debates that some other measures around, especially around sanctuary issues and immigration, which the sanctuary gun sanctuary movement is riffing on, have sparked.
Certainly could be robust debates, though, in some communities if it is something that people are talking about in their town meetings.
I would expect it to, yeah. In some of these cases, you know, these are many of these are small towns. I think the support for these efforts, you know, select board members believed was there to begin with. But I think as awareness of the movement spreads and they move into towns that may be less friendly toward it, you could see more contentious debates.
You know, you've mentioned and we've heard in our clips people saying this is symbolic. It's symbolic. It's not legal. It doesn't really have any legal standing. But is there a point at which that could create some tension if towns are passing resolutions saying we won't abide by state regulations on gun control or federal regulations on gun control, but then they're saying, well, it's just symbolic, but the resolution is we are a Second Amendment sanctuary city. We don't, you know, we see these as null and void.
Yeah, I mean, it does make you scratch your head a bit. They're passing language that they say they don't actually intend to act on.
Right.
But where things could start to get serious is if you have situations like you have had in Virginia where local law enforcement, particularly sheriffs, in a few cases have said that they don't plan to enforce laws that they believe contradict the Second Amendment. So far, no indication that any law enforcement agencies in Vermont intend to do that. But if you were to see instances like that, I think the stakes would raise quite quickly.
This is new, you said, and we're starting to see it emerge in some Vermont communities. Do you think it's a growing movement or will it remain relatively small?
It's certainly, I think, a grassroots effort in Vermont. It wasn't particularly organized at first, and I think they're starting to get more organized now. I think it can cut both ways. On the one hand, that could prevent this from really taking hold. But on the other hand, I think that's part of the power of the message is that this is not coming from the NRA. This is coming from folks in their towns who decided this is going to be something they'll do. And many of them, you know, never been to select board meetings before. And this is their entry into local politics. And I think that's a statement.
Derek Brower is a reporter for 7 Days, and we have a link to his reporting on Second Amendment sanctuary cities. Go to vpr.org. It was really a very interesting article to read. Derek, thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Happy to be here.